Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back again with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track for all the content that I publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 75, and the title of today's sticky is Feeling Fear. The note reads, "Brave people know when they are feeling afraid and own their fear." Here's the story behind the sticky. It's a myth that brave people don't feel fear. It's ridiculous to believe that anyone could go through life without feeling afraid every now and then. There's a lot of scary stuff out in the world. The thing about people who are brave is that they don't let fear stop them from achieving their goals. They feel afraid, and they do it anyway. Fear is just an amplified version of doubt, and we all have doubts. Feeling afraid is temporary. Most feelings of fear can be eliminated through knowledge. In the ancient world, kings, queens, and scholars of the day were afraid of sailing too far across the ocean because there was a fear of sailing off the edge of the world and being devoured by monsters. But as brave people overcame their fears and sailed out just a little bit further with each voyage, they learned more about the world until they knew enough to realize that there were no sea monsters waiting to devour them and that there was a wide world beyond the horizon. What about you? How do you handle being afraid? First, admit to yourself that you're feeling some fear and that it's okay. Second, ask yourself what you're afraid of in this situation and make yourself be specific. You can usually drill down to a single thing that is making you feel apprehensive. Third, ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? Even the worst possible outcome of a scary situation usually isn't that bad. It typically ends up being something like, I'm afraid I'll look silly, or I'm afraid these people won't like me. Many times it's just a fear that someone will say no to an offer you're making. If that's not enough to get you over the hump, try being brave for 5 more minutes. Swallow that lump in your throat and just work through the fear for 5 minutes. Keep going in the direction of your goals for a few minutes longer, and usually your mind will be distracted by something else, like doing the work, once it realizes that you will not be dissuaded. And if you still can't conquer it, go back to school. Educate yourself on the situation and learn more about the horizon you're having trouble seeing beyond. Once you have the knowledge to counter the emotional fear you're feeling with the logic and reasoning you've collected, you'll see there was nothing to be afraid of in the first place. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily email alert every time there's a new episode, every time a new sticky note is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click the Get Sticky link. And once you confirm your email address, I will send you a daily email that includes a graphic of the post-it note that I drew by hand and published online, as well as a link to the audio commentary track that gives you the story behind the sticky, like the one you just listened to. I'll be back again for another episode tomorrow. I hope you'll be here to hear it.